Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
There are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings. But sometimes, things get messier than a kindergartner finger painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. Sam Archer, third grade detective.
Episode 5, Et tu, Bruiser? It was Wednesday morning in Ms. Lebetkin's art class, and I was trying my hardest to paint a unicorn. It wasn't going very well.
That's a lovely, cow you're painting, Sam.
It's actually supposed to be a... You know what? Never mind. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh my goodness, JT, that wolf is so lifelike.
JT O'Shaughnessy was painting a picture of his missing stuffed wolf, Nero. Someone had taken Nero out of JT's backpack on Monday morning.
Thanks, Ms. Lubetkin. Painting Nero makes me feel like he's with me somehow.
I'm sure you'll find him, JT.
Hopefully by Friday.
JT was the star player on the third grade kickball team, and Nero was the team's mascot and good luck charm. We had to find him before Friday, when JT and his team played the sixth graders in the school kickball championship.
What are you painting, Ms. Lubetkin? Another scene from Space Kitten Hero League?
That's right. It's from Season 3, Episode 5, when the Space Kittens disguise themselves and sneak onto the Echidna warship.
Ms. Lebetkin was planning to enter her artwork into the fan art contest at the Space Kitten Hero League convention, which was only a day away.
It's going to be so much fun.
You seem even more excited about it than you did on Monday.
Well, I also have a date to the convention.
Ew, gross. Grown-up kissy stuff, sure to turn any kid's stomach like cottage cheese left out in the sun for too long.
Sam, you're talking out loud.
Oh, whoops.
I didn't know my romantic life was upsetting for you, Sam. I'll stop talking about it.
Sometimes I say stuff out loud that I mean to keep in my head. I'd have to figure out a way to apologize to Ms. Lebetkin later. But before that...
Recess! Finally!
It was a beautiful, crisp spring day. The sun was shining, the birds were singing. And JT had just missed the seventh kickball I rolled past him. He was a mess. Literally, because he had just kicked a bunch of dirt up into his own face.
It's no use. I just can't concentrate without Nero.
JT, listen to me. You've been playing kickball your whole life. You don't need a stuffed wolf to play your best. You just need confidence.
That's what Nero gives me. Confidence.
Let's try it again. This time, focus on the ball. Nothing exists but you and the ball.
Okay, let's do it.
You're terrible, O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, great, Bruiser. Just what I needed.
Lucy Bruiser McBone, the toughest kid at Raymond Chandler Elementary. If you were smart, you stayed out of her way. Unfortunately, sometimes she put her way in your way.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm talking out loud again, aren't I?
Yep.
Hey, O'Shaughnessy, hope you're ready to get crushed on Friday, because you're gonna get crushed on Friday.
We're trying to have a practice here, Bruiser.
Well, don't let me stop you. Go ahead, roll the ball. Watching JT swing and miss is better than Space Kitten Hero League. Hurry up! I ain't gone all day.
I rolled the ball slow and gentle enough to put a baby to sleep. JT wound up, kicked, and... somehow managed to fall flat on his back.
That was the worst kick I've ever seen in my life. Here, let me roll one for you.
McBone rolled the ball to JT, who tried to kick it. But again, he missed. At least McBone was amused.
If you play like that, it won't even be a game on Friday. It'll just be a slaughter. It'll be so easy. It won't even be any fun.
Yeah, well, I'm trying my best. I just can't seem to do it.
Is this really because you lost your teddy bear?
First off, I didn't lose Nero. He was stolen. And second, he's a stuffed wolf.
A strange look passed over Lucy McBone's face. On any other face, I would say it was a look of concern.
Come on, try again.
I'm kind of tired.
I said we're trying again.
Okay.
Lucy rolled the ball, gentle as a kitten. An actual kitten, and not one of those space kittens either. But JT...
Oh, come on, JT! You've got two left feet and they both stink at kickball!
I said I'm trying!
Well, try harder! Here, I'll show you how it's done. Watch!
Lucy McBone kicked the ball across the entire playground, where it hit Drew Reddington in the back of the head.
Ow!
That's what you get for standing in the wrong place! And you...
Help me.
Was that so hard? You see the ball? You kick the ball. Kick the ball. Kick ball. It's not rocket surgery. I can't believe you're this bad at something you used to be good at. Great. Now I'm upset.
Lucy McBone stormed off, stopping only to punch the side of a dumpster, putting a dent in it roughly the size of a pickup truck. The school custodian, Mr. Slauson, saw the whole thing.
What are you looking at, Slauson?
Nothing, Lucy. Just minding my own business. Phew. What was that about?
She was acting pretty strange, even for her. We'd better investigate.
Investigate Bruiser McBone? Did you see what she did to that dumpster? I don't want her putting a dent in me.
We're on the case, JT. We follow the leads we have.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Poor JT. I could understand why he was worried, though. Lucy McBone was meaner than a bear with a toothache, being poked with a stick by another bear who also had a toothache. But you get the idea. Tell you what, why don't we take a quick break so JT can catch his breath, and we'll meet back here in just a couple minutes. See you then. Recess was almost over, and JT and I still had some sleuthing to do.
You don't really want to investigate Lucy McBone, do you?
You bet I do, JT. Let me ask you something. Who's the captain of the 6th grade kickball team?
Lucy McBone.
So who benefits the most if you don't play your best?
I see what you're saying, but Lucy didn't even know Nero was a wolf.
Or she could have just said that to make herself seem innocent. Someone who would take your stuffed animal wouldn't hesitate to lie about it.
Okay, where do we start?
With the school custodian. Hey, Mr. Slauson?
What's up, Sam?
I was wondering if you'd answer a few questions about Monday morning.
Sure.
You came into Mr. Kozlowski's classroom while the rest of us were in art with Ms. Lebetkin.
Uh-huh. Nod. Someone had spilled blue stuff in the cubby area.
Had you seen Lucy McBone that morning?
I don't recall. Sorry. Can't help you. Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Mr. Slauson?
Listen, Sam. I wouldn't ask too many questions about Lucy McBone if I were you. That kid scares the heck out of me. Me too!
We're all scared of her, Mr. Slauson, but we need answers. And we're not gonna stop until we get them.
All right, Sam. But you didn't hear this from me, understand?
What you say stays between us. Promise.
On Monday morning, Lucy McBone was sent to the principal's office.
For what?
You know Big John Slattery, the school security guard?
Yeah, but I haven't seen him this week.
Lucy threw his jacket into the school's koi pond.
Oh.
While he was wearing it.
Wait, she threw Mr. Slattery into the koi pond?
You didn't hear that from me.
You would think she would get expelled for that.
Shrug. Big John developed a sudden case of amnesia. Said he couldn't remember who threw him in.
Poor Mr. Slattery.
What about poor Mr. Slattery?
Somehow Lucy McBone had sneaked up on us while we were talking. I had to give it to her. She moved quietly for such a big kid.
You guys talking about me?
No, Lucy, we wouldn't do that. Point. Hey, look, something over there I need to see too. Running!
I don't like people talking about me behind my back.
No. Understood.
Come on, JT, recess is almost over. See you, Lucy!
Not if I see you first!
Okay, how did she make that sound threatening?
As we walked down the empty halls of Raymond Chandler Elementary, I felt like something was wrong. Like we were missing a piece of the puzzle. I filed that feeling under L, for look into later.
Hey, why don't I take the lead with Principal Randolph? She likes me.
Sure, JT.
Hi, Principal Randolph.
Hi, JT. Sam?
We were wondering if we could ask you a couple of questions.
Of course. I'm always here for my students. You know you can't spell principal without pal.
Huh. I never noticed that.
Enough small talk. Can you tell us exactly what time Lucy McBone left your office on Monday morning?
Actually, I can. See that clock? Lucy McBone broke it on Monday. She said it was an accident and my back was turned, but...
The clock was an old-timey thing with actual hands and gears and stuff. There probably wasn't money in the school budget for modern clocks.
Lucy left right after the clock broke at 10:12 Monday morning.
Thank you, ma'am. Come on, JT. Okay, so what did we learn?
That Lucy couldn't have taken Nero. She left Principal Randolph's office after we were back in Mr. Kozlowski's class.
Good deduction, JT. We'll make a detective out of you yet.
Good news, everybody. We won't be studying math today. Because we'll be taking a pop quiz instead.
Mr. Kozlowski seemed like he was in a better mood than usual. I guess he just loves pop quizzes.
Please take out a piece of paper and a pencil, and I will begin writing the questions on the board. This is a fun opportunity to see how much you've learned over the last week. Now, for the first question...
You two! Didn't I tell you to stop looking into my business?
Ms. McBone, this is not your classroom. I'll have to ask you to leave...
I ain't talking to you! Sit down!
I'm going to sit down because I want to, not because you're making me.
Lucy walked over to my chair and picked it up, with me in it.
Now you better start talking before I get upset.
All right, Lucy. We were trying to find out if you took Nero.
But I already told you I didn't. You calling me a liar?
No. In fact, we learned that you couldn't have taken Nero.
But we had to make sure. You were acting pretty strange at recess.
I wasn't. That's because... May I see you in the hall for a minute?
We're taking a math quiz right now.
It'll just take a second. Stay put.
I'm staying here because I want to and...
Look, I was acting weird at recess because... Well, because I really, really want JT to find his stuffed wolf.
You do?
Of course I do! What's the fun in crushing you at kickball if you're not playing your best?
Why didn't you tell us that?
Because! Because I have a reputation to uphold. If word gets out I'm getting soft, someone else will try to become the toughest kid at Raymond Chandler Elementary. I already got a couple of fifth graders lining up for the job.
I don't think you're in any danger of losing your place.
Thank you, JT. That means a lot. See you around, I guess.
Not if I see you first.
Good one.
As we returned to Mr. Kozlowski's class for the math quiz, I had a lot on my mind. Almost none of it was math. Lucy McBone's big secret was that she wanted the kickball championships to be fair. Mr. Kozlowski's secret was that there was a pop quiz in math. And Mr. Slauson's secret was that he was scared of Lucy McBone. But one big secret remained. Who took Nero, and where is he now? I didn't know the answer yet, but I would soon. Speaking of knowing things, did you know there are lots of great stories on Go Kid Go? Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow. Just search Go Kid Go on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.